Please.
Yes.
Thank you. Helen, you're the president of Dolan's Bay Combined Provost, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Great. Great. Helen, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. It's Adam here with Australian Escapes. Now, Helen, we are setting up Provost Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable trips options. Now, this is recognized by your head office as well. You can verify it with Monica and marketing. So, Helen, just in case, did you receive any introduction email from our side?
And who are you from?
From Australian Escapes. I'm from Australian Escape, and as I said, we have an idea for you that will save you and your members.
No, I can't remember seeing any email from Australia Escape. No.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. I'll have it resended to you. May I have your email address, please?
Well, you probably already have it, then.
Oh.
Hold on a moment.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
B hyphen Fitzgerald.
B hyphen
Fitzgerald.
608, you said?
I'm sorry? B hyphen Fitzgerald.
Okay.
At bigpond.com.
Bigpond.com. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Helen. My purpose in calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions so we can understand how to save you money for your future trips. We'll then send you some information to show others at your branch. So this will take about 7 to 10 minutes, unless you have any questions. Is that okay?
Yes, I've got no questions at the moment.
Yeah.
And if anything comes through, it'll probably go through committee before any replies.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I understand. All right, so I would like to inform you, Helen, we are all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I said, is to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. Your members are paying way too much, as far as I see. So we have done a few comparisons. Let's take an example of Trade Travel. They have a tour just for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they're charging over $4,800 per couple. And we can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but with very similar experiences and all top quality. So ours is a more independent and affordable style of travel. Okay. So, Helen, let's get started. These are service style questions, and I'll be as quick as possible. Would you mind if I record this call for training purpose?
No, that's okay.
All right. Thank you so much. So, Helen, when you are considering away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 3 to 5 night trips within a few hours, or you are more likely to go on a longer trip, say more than 10 days?
No, not more than 10 days, but between 3, 5, 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Between 7 days, shall I take it?
I'd say between, yes, say 3 and 7. Mm-hmm. But again, it varies. Like, what appeals to one person,
you have to have
a mixture of the shorter ones and the other ones.
Yeah, I understand. All right, so we can suggest you trips that might appeal to your members. Looking at this year, Helen, do you have any trips planned at all?
Yes, there are some, yes.
Mm-hmm. So have you already booked them, or you are...
Yes.
Okay. All right. And approximately how many members do you have? who like to travel or get away occasionally?
We have 130 odd members, but again, too, it varies on the trip and the destination. You know, you might get 20, you might get 50, you know, or 45. It depends on where it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Helen, as you said that you have already booked the ticket, so whereabouts are you going on that trip?
The North Coast.
North Coast, okay. And all right, is it like you know, any specific place?
Oh, up the far North Coast, as far as Yamba.
Mhm. All right, I'll take a note of it. Okay, and approximately in what month was the trip booked, right? You know, did you book
it? When was it booked?
Yep.
When was it booked, or when it's booked for?
Oh, when is it booked for?
November.
November, okay. And when did you book it? Last year?
Probably would have been. Yes, it would have been done by our tour director. Yes.
Okay. All right. And just give me 1 second here. All right. Well, we do have some options for you. Some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in future include short-range, you know, self-guided trips via bus or train. With great value accommodations for 3 to 7 nights, as you said that you prefer those. So, day tours and at least one or two group dinners. So, this type of trip can be done for 40 to 60% less than trade tour travels, okay? And that saves you a lot of money. This is more independent style of trip. Now, having said that, Helen, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be doing to smaller trips like this in near future if they were very affordable?
Yes, they're always interested in affordable, but they also like quality.
Oh, okay. Okay, and where have your members been on group tours in the last few years?
We've been to the Tamworth Music Festival, we've been to Young, we've been down the High Country of Victoria. We've been out something
to manage. Yeah, no problem.
But then have Northwest.
Okay. So, what places have members already indicated interest in visiting in near future?
That they haven't, at this point, haven't mentioned anything in particular.
Okay. All right, and Helen, I see that our research with Probus in regard to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
We ask them.
Okay, so you discuss it at the meeting, or it's your own email survey? What?
Usually at the meetings, people come up with idea, and then it's discussed and taken from there. And people are interested in it or not interested in it.
Okay. All right. Well, working out travel styles, Helen, that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different, I understand. So, like, fully structured tours, others like more flexibility and independence. So, Helen, have you ever done a professional email survey of members to find out more what type of trips they are interested in doing, like travel style?
No, we haven't done the professional one. No, we've only done our own in-house surveys.
Oh, you have done the in-house surveys. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, in your opinion, do you feel that an email survey might be an advantage of you, or advantage to you?
Again, I suppose it could be.
Yep.
Could be.
Yeah. All right. So, Helen, from what you already know about your members' want in regards to travel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following for you? Let's say affordability. How would you like to rate it in terms of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
As I said before, affordability, they also like quality. So the thing is, if it's a cheaper thing that taking them to a 2-star motel, they wouldn't be interested in it.
Yep, I understand. Okay, so value of money is not that important, right? All
Well,
that
yes, a
matters.
value for money as long as it's quality at the same time.
Okay. All right, so I'm taking it as a seven. So value for money along with quality is important as per you. Yep, all right. Okay, and I do know that some clubs have one or more committee members who look after the tours and travels. So, do you have anyone in charge of travel arrangements?
Yes, we do have people in charge of travel.
Is
Yes.
that still a Mary Man?
I'm sorry?
Is that still Mary?
Mary?
Yep. Somebody else. I think she used to be a member. I am not sure about now. So may I have
Mary, no, there's no Mary on our committee.
Oh, okay.
Mary, Mary, no Mary.
Oh, okay. You don't have. So who looks after the tours right now, as of now?
Well, at the moment, we've got a new committee will be coming next month, so there will be some changes. So, yes, so there are changes. But in the email, I've given you an email address. You can always send it to me, and I can distribute it to the a person's
Yep, sure, I'll surely do that.
who would be who may or could be taking over the position next after the next AGM.
Okay, yep. At the next AGM, yep. All right, so organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task. So in your opinion, Helen, what do you feel you or your travel organizers need help with the most? Is it like learning about what members want, comparing different trip options, or communication with members?
No, I don't think we have any problems with any of those things.
Okay. All right. Okay. So this is Helen. My last question to you. We would like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic and international travels, making it a lot more affordable. I know that Probus has been dealing with trade travels for years. Are you open to shopping around and talking to other companies such as us?
Yes, we talk to other couple other com other companies all the time.
Okay, all right. Well, that completes our survey, Helen. So after this call, I'll send you an information package by email initially that introduces Australian Escapes. And I would like to inform you that we are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus Club a special 2 years free trial so you can access the discounts and try us out. Now, because it does pay to shop around, okay? So this is quite a significant step for Probus because it means you are getting free access to wholesale travel pricing on a wide range of options. And also, these prices are much lower than what you are used to be paying. Okay, we're used to paying, and the real value to you is your members' trips will be a lot more affordable. You'll also access our travelers advocate service at no charge. We'll do the shopping around you. We'll do all the shopping around you, and the benefits you'll be saving time and stress. So we'll contact you separately about registering your branch if you would like to take an advantage of the free trial. And I'll also, update your club's contact details in my database. Now, thank you for helping us with the information, Helen, and it will enable us to be to do a better job of meeting your needs. Thanks again, and I'll send you an email then. And good day ahead.
And what was your name again?
It's Adam. My name is Adam.
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.